Well, for our final word on the return of Donald Trump to the White House and his plans for the next 4 years, we can talk now to Bob Schmuel, Emeritus Professor of American Studies at the University of Notre Dame. Bob, you're very welcome back to Morning Ireland. It was the longest inaugural speech in history, just under 30 minutes. And one phrase in particular that he used in it has stood out to you as being worrying. It was manifest destiny. Now, why do you think that's significant?
I think it's significant for a number of reasons. One being that at the same time that Donald Trump withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord and also from the World Health Organization, he expressed himself as being interested in taking over the Panama Canal. He talked about changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. So you have this impulse of withdrawing from the world at the same time that he wants to claim more for the United States. And if that is the new interpretation of America first, I think that will become something of a warning to the people around the world.
Because in the American context, that phrase, manifest destiny, does it suggest that God is leading America to the future?
It does, and it comes from the 19th century with the settlers moving across the country, across the continent, and trying to settle it for, shall we say, white people coming from Europe. And it really, in a way, connects with the statement that President Trump said yesterday, mentioning his assassination attempt or the assassination attempt on his life, when he said, "I was saved by God to make America great again." Well, there's a certain messianic ring to a phrase and sentence like that. And I think what we're seeing is that Donald Trump is extraordinarily confident in where he is today, which is a far cry from where he was 8 years ago. And I think the next 4 years will be a roller coaster for America and for the world.
And will it be 4 years, or will he be done in two, in the sense that the midterm elections then will take place in 2 years? Will he be weakened after that, or will the Republican Party and him through J.D. Vance and all of his other cabinet members remain very strong?
I think that's an open question. What we saw yesterday, and it was quite interesting, is the manifestation of the permanent campaign. By that I mean campaigning was joined with governing. And that seems to be how Donald Trump wants to roll out this particular term. And as you say, the midterm is always the checkpoint when the American people decide whether or not they like the direction of the administration primarily, and they take it out on the members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, during those elections. But we have to see whether or not the Republicans stay unified in the House and also in the Senate, and the extent to which Donald Trump is able to dominate them. Right now, he has he is at the peak of his power. And I think over the next few months, we're going to see how long he is able to hold that. He certainly is trying to show it with all of these executive orders that he passed and signed yesterday.
Bob, what now for the Democrats? They've left the White House. Kamala Harris gone back to California. What do they do now?
They find not only a leader, but they have to find a message, and they have to find a way of dealing with Donald Trump. Increasingly, I am hearing Democrats say, we are not going to chase every outrage that comes out of his mouth, every statement that he makes or puts on Truth Social, his social media account. We're going to focus on what he is doing and how we can respond to that. But these are early days, and there is no one right now with the voice that can really bring the country together, the country meaning the 50% that is opposed to Donald Trump. But yesterday was his day, and you saw it in that arena, and you saw it in the way that he dealt with not only the signing of the statements, but his discussion of them. He has his supporters, and now the Democrats are going to have to figure out how they can combat the movement, the Make America Great Again movement that he leads.
Great to talk to you as always, Bob. Thank you very much indeed for your insights and your analysis on the day after Donald Trump was inaugurated as the 47th President of the United States. We were talking there to Bob Schmuel, Emeritus Professor of American Studies at the University of Notre Dame.